doesn't look right there. Rav Omar, Lechaim B'Shlichus Yad, Lo B'Shem Machina, Lo B'Shem Sechon, Lateis B'Shayel. Mashayel, Lebeth Bailim, Kovid, Shoch B'Yad Chayim, Shem Machina, B'Shem Sechon, Lechoskem. Lam and Amar, Chod Loim Lechaim B'Shlichus Yad, Ein Tzuchu Tzar, Idach, Shaitayim B'Daya B'Medin, Shmiz K'nidai. Mashal the Bible Potter, Hashem Mechina, Hashem Mesachar, the Bible Potter. Look Rashi. Rav Amar, Pillar of the Rabbi Elazar, Namias, Yubaytaymo, Hashem Shlichus Yab, Hashem Mechina, Hashem Mesachar, the Tasim Rishayel. Shachai v'akasa b'ayinzim v'shvil shakol anah shaloi v'shalech nami kol anah shaloi. So Rashi says, when we're trying to learn out from Shoyol, we're trying to learn shlichus yad from Shoyol, what are we trying to learn out? We're trying to learn out from the etzim din of the chi of ayinzim of Shoyol. Shoyol is chai v'ayinzim because called Nashalai. So Mela, the Gemara's question is, we should learn out from the Etzim Din of Shoyol, that Shoyol's Chaim Einzim is called Kol Nashalai. From here we should learn out Shlichus Yad. By other Shem, B'Shem Chim, B'Shem Sachar. So Mela, both Pesukim, both B'Shem Chim, and B'Shem Sachar, it's extra to tell us Shlichus Yad Tzechel Saren. Let's just finish Rashi, then we'll go back to the problem with this Rashi. Shal Das Bayim Shalch Bayad Lasis Alachtoi Chai Bayinson. See, Rashi uses the lashon Shalch Bayad. Lachor doesn't mean Shalch Bayad. Because we heard that there's no shlichus yad, a shoyl that's mishtamish kedin is not really is not shlichus yad, it's not being shalach yad where his hand doesn't belong. It's like a barad lashon. Midoch hamur b'shem esachar. So I tell him that about Medin, and why Nemer Bishar Shaimrim, Lam Mishayel, he's the Aimer, Dial Shikhsiad, the Shamish, Shabam, Medin Shayel, yes, connect the Kenidine, and Mashal, and Balavimai, Sivlaishalim, Einzin, Avshaim Shalchiad, and Balavimai, Yifter, Kazakhmani Ser, Kazakhari Ser, Lachai, I feel with Bailim, the Gorachman of Chod, the Bodin, the Kulu. Like Rashi said, like Taisa said on the top, that we don't, even though we only have this pasuk by one of them, by Shem Mechim Hashem Asachar, we can learn out mele the other one, because it's a Gili Milsa. Gol Rachman Amchad, Bekulu, the Ainu is a Gili Milsa, that is no ptur of Balavimai by Shemer, by Shlichas Yad. Mele, there's no difference between Shem Mechinam and Shem Mesachar and that. That's how Rashi learns the sugya, and we're learning out from Shlichus Yad of Shoyol. Doesn't mean Shlichus Yad of Shoyol, it means that's in din of Shoyol. Ben Chananel learns not like that. Ben Chananel learns that Batsam Gemara is saying we should learn out from Shlichus Yad of Shoyol. What's the echtims of Shlichus Yad by Shoyol? There's a lot of use it. So we didn't have Shlichus Yad by Shoyol. Actually, the Mirbi Zan HaMachoik is whether Shayach Shlichus Yad by Shoyol. What's the echtims of Shlichus Yad by Shoyol? Zok the Miri, Menachem.
That
what? Meaning?
That he only was
you only bar for a certain thing. You didn't borrow for something else. And then you're using that second thing. You're doing it for that second thing. That's called shlichas yad. And even though you're a shoyl, right? You know you're a shoyl, but you're only a shoyl for a particular usage. So if you use it for something else, that would be a hechtimtza of shlichas yad. And there's no problem here. So one may ask, but if you only shoyl a partial shoyl, that shlichayr is not. So it's not called nashalayt. Yeah, it's not called nashalayt. You're not using it for everything. The answer is that called nashalayt doesn't mean that you have to be able to use it for everything. Rashi and Taidalit on the Beis says, what does called nashalayt mean? Says Rashi. Shebachinam hu oisem melachtai. Kol nashalayt means that the thing that you are borrowing for, you're not paying for it. So gabe that usage that you have, you're not paying. So gabe that usage, kol nashalayt, the haino, that's not like a seicher, you're paying for it, right? You're paying for the usage. The usage that you have, the she'el that you have, is free. That's called kolon hashalai. Kolon hashalai doesn't mean that you have to, you know, kolon of the whole world is yours, otherwise you're not a child. That's not what kolon hashalai means. So wadin doesn't mean that you necessarily have to be a child on every single aspect of the davar that you're being child on, in order that you be kolon hashalai. Kolon hashalai, I mean, Rashi explains very clearly, means that you're not paying for that or not. That makes kolon hashalai. That's the kolon hashalai. Mela, so shaykh echatimtza that you're shayil only on a particular aspect of the shayla. Remember, this is before Shigamara is laid also in a shayil. We talked about, so you borrowed an item, liroyos. So you borrowed it, they should look rich. Yeah? But not, you know, not only to, you know, they can't use it, only just to hold it, that people should think it's yours, and that you're rich. Yeah, but you can't use it. That's also what the Gemara discusses.
The Gemara discusses whether that's shalom.
I'm saying it, but that's not the issue. That's not the issue because it's partial use. I don't want to get involved in this. It's mevor in that Gemara that shayach shalom on a partial use. Now, and the reason why it's no problem, it's still kol nashalom, shalom is chayav, it's partial, that's called kol nashalom, because you're not paying for it. That's a dover pashut. Now, the question is though, so let's say you use it for something for a different tafkin. So that the Meiri brings down two days, whether or not there's considered shlichas yad by a shayil. Now Masvara, Lachar is pashut, there should be considered shlichas yad. Right, it's only borrowed. Right? You borrow a car to drive, not to schlep something. Right, not to do a whole lot. So chayyur, if you use it for something else that was not in the contract, that it wasn't borrowed for that, chayyur
it doesn't interfere with your
chiyuv hashava,
though.
Who's the chiyuv hashava? I don't want to know.
This other thing will not interfere with this chiyuv hashava.
I want to know. You ask, what is the negay of the shlichas yad by shayil? That's what you're asking me?
Yeah. If you know
that's what you're asking me? Yeah. What is the negay of the shlichas yad by shayil?
Basically, if he only has a piyah then this doesn't.
Is that what you're asking me? Yeah. Why? What's the negay of the shlichas yad by shayil?
No.
And after me, legabe chiyuv hashava. If you want to talk about chiyuv hashava. The chiyuv hashava of a shayil is different than the chiyuv hashava of a shleich yad. Shleich yad is a gazlin, and we that was a whole sugyan from an aleph and an aleph. There's an afkamina, it got the chiyuv hashava. You have to return it in a case where it was laichal and makayim, right? I'm sorry, in the case of ichal and makayim, and you return it not in that place, if you're just a shayil, it's called a hashava. If it's you're a gazlin, you have a chiyuv hashava gemurah.
Yeah, exactly.
Then I don't know what you're talking about.
How is it shayach to have a din to the Siyah? If all you have is a pi of a shuffle and I am not interfering with my, how, what did I do wrong? I didn't interfere with myself from being able to do Hashava.
Who said shichas has to do with Hashava? Well, who? Me gil loch razu that shlichas yad has to do with the yisayid of shlichas yad is staring your yichiv hashava. I don't know where you're coming from with that. So the Meiri is mesupra. He's not too sheet. This whether shayach shlichas yad by shayel. Ben Chanel seems to assume that there is. The tzais and some shin mem vav aleph. Also assumes that way, the Rish Lichas Yad, by Shayel. He discusses whether it's a Pter Baal Vimayz, as we'll see soon. But, Shayel, what is the Tzad? It's no Shlichas Yad, by Shayel. So I had a thought, but then I was talking to Abraham, I don't know if there's anything to this thought, but or not. But the thought that I had that was inspired me in talking to Daniel this morning was that legabe, let's say you borrow a car, so legabe driving you're a shoyl, legabe using it for something else you're not a shoyl b'chal. If you're not a shoyl b'chal, then it's not shayach shlichas yad. Shlichas Yad is only by Shoyel. Gabi, that use is you're not a Shoyel. But while there was not Shoyel Shlichas Yad. What? Okay, be not Shoyel Shlichas Yad. But, David, be not Shoyel Shlichas Yad. Shoyel, you're Shoyel Shlichas Yad. Probably be Shoyel Shlichas Yad. Shoyel, are you Shoyel Shlichas Yad? It's Rachmina. Shoyel Shlichas Yad is Shoyel Rachmina. But the car doesn't make any sense anyway, because Mais, you're Shoyel the car. Right? You're Shoyel on the car. And being shleich yad in the car, using the car for something that you're not allowed to use, that's shleichas yad on the car. You are a shayel on the whole car. So that's why I was, you know, toying with that idea back and forth. But I still don't really understand that should be a svara, and therefore, right, I don't really understand what the tzad. I'm trying to figure out what is the tzad of the shayinim that the miri brings down a tzad that there's no shleichas yad by shayel. Why not? If you only borrow for a certain tachlis, you want to use it for something else, why should you not be considered a shalech yad? Agapanim, Vina Shri Ben Chanana learns that Gemara's Kasha, the Rav is saying that we should learn out from Shoyal, is not from the din of Shoyal, that Shoyal is Chayiv Nain, like Rashi, rather from a din of Shlichas Yad by Shoyal. It doesn't say Shlichas Yad by Shoyel. So how can you learn out Shlichas Yad by Shoyel when it doesn't say Shlichas Yad by Shoyel? You should learn out Shemachinim and Shemesachim by Shoyel. It doesn't say it by Shoyel. Yeah? Says Rabbeinu Chananu, Hadam Rabba, Leitayim Shlichas Yad, Leib Shemachinim, Leib Shoyel, Mesachim, Betesim Shoyel. Well, Leksiv Shlichas Yad by Shoyel Klal. He asks the question. Which is obvious, that's the question. Obviously, about why Rashi learned and raised the Gemara, right? Gemara says, Shlichas Yad. Rashi says, no, just kidding. It means that's a din of Shayel, right? Because it's bothered. Because there's no spasik that Shlichas Yad by Shayel. So how can you learn? It should just say Shayel. You learn now, Shemachinam doesn't say it by Shayel. Says Ben Chanano, Kach Pirusha, like Taimah, Shlichas Yad, Ela B'Shayel, Bovad. Very simple. Now, so what he's saying, that the Gemara's kasha or Rava's kasha is that instead of saying Shlichas Yad by Shemachinam and Shemesachar, it should have said it by Shayel. By virtue of fact, and we learn Hashem Chim Shem Zohar from Shoyel, by virtue of the fact that it doesn't say it by Shoyel, so then that's like extra. Right? It didn't have to say it by Hashem Chim Shem Zohar. It should have said it by Shoyel. And then we learn that from a Kol Shkain Shemachim Shem Sachar. The fact that it says it, Shem Shemachim Shem Sachar, that's extra. That's extra. So here is a bit of a problem that was raised this morning. But Sarf Kosoi, it has to say it somewhere, right? It should have said it by Shoyal, right? It says it by Shem Mechim Mesham Asachar. So that, does that give you two extra psukim? Mai says, Sarf Kosoi, it's not two extra psukim, right? The Mashmar Ben Chananel is, Dos Alein, that this would have been a better way of doing it, a more simple way of doing it, and doesn't do it that way, makes the kilu is two extra psukim. You know, kilu is the extra pasuk b'shem mechim, extra pasuk b'shem asachar, even though really you need one l'gufay, but since it could have said it in a better way, and it says like this, so the saying it b'shem mechim b'shem asachar is trying to tell me something, both b'shem mechinam and b'shem asachar. Now, at the end of the day, Ma'aseh only says B'Shem Mechim B'Shem Asachar. So how Ma'aseh do you know Shlichus Yad by Shayel? So that, look, Rabbi Chananel, the end says, we have Vav Ma'aseh on your mission. At the end, Rabbi Chananel says, we have Vav Ma'aseh on your mission. Tell us, it's just like Shem Mechim B'Shem Asachar. It's chayy b'shichas yad. Shalos chayy b'shichas yad.
So the Rishonim
here,
you say there's no shalos
hashav. They don't hold
those
lavlosif.
Yeah, chat. Yes,
the
chat. The Rishonim that the Meiri requested.
I heard the question.
No, it's just that
it
the answer.
What would be the answer?
That's the answer. How do they hold such a thing? There's never said. Haven't they hold no Shlichus Yad because there's never said Shlichus Yad, they don't hold this.
I think everyone holds the question of what it brings across.
Well, it's a heck of an excellent answer.
But still, maybe the problem
you miss
far, why would Shlichus Yad not apply to
No, he's saying if there's no limud, if there's no limud, you can misfire all day you want. But if there's no limud, if you need it, there's no parasha. Shlichus Yad, there's no parasha.
Before trying to make kal chomer, if it's set it by one, and there's no reason.
If there's no kal chomer, here kal chomer is the other way. If it would say it by shayol, no, I'm sorry. If it would say it.
Yeah, it probably should be.
No, so we have a Kal V'Chaim. If Shlech Yad is Chai by Hashem Mechinim, Kol Shekhin by Shayel. Kol Shekhin by Shayel, Shayel is Chai by Einsin. So we do have a
Kal V'Chaim.
Why do we need a Vav? Why do we need a Vav? Why do we need a
Vav? Malash Shalaz is just to use it.
What?
No, I'm here for Malash Shalaz is just to use it. Okay,
Shem Mechinim,
Shem Mechinim, they never just use it. So they have
a Vav.
Yeah, Shem Mechinim,
Shem Mechinim, Shem Mechinim, Shem Mechinim, Shem Mechinim, Shem Mechinim, Shem Mechinim, Say it. Why do you have another Kal V'Chaim? What?
Shalom, since you have
Rishus. Rishus. Gemara says it's Svar Rishus. Gemara says it's Svar. Even if you're Mechan, the Gemara says it's Svar Rishus. Since you're allowed to use it partially, you're allowed to use it. It's not as bad to use it.
Right.
Since you're allowed to drive the car, you're allowed to go with it. It's not so bad. Like, it's not necessarily so bad that you threw your knapsack in the back. That's why we don't. That's why we don't. That's why we can't have a Kal V'Chaim the other way. If anything, you need Vav Ma'aseh. So, Akapanim, so we have Machlekes Rashi and Chananel. What is going on in the sugya? What's the whole makar? Now, before we get back to the Rashi, Rav had a very strong argument this morning. Now, Fir Ben Chananel. What's the dayai? What's the if it's to my real shlichus yad? If it's to my real shlichus yad. Kuma Ril Shlichus Yad. So what are we saying? That we need one pasuk to tell me you don't say Dayai. But
why
in
Shoal would you say it at all?
What? How do we know that? How do we know? Why would I assume that is Torah of Balvimoy by Shlichus Yad? Well, maybe this would be right to Reb Nachum said yesterday that the Shlichus Yad is Chivei Shaimrim. Shlichus Yad is Chivei Shaimrim. Right? Shlichus Yad is Chivei Shaimrim. Then I would assume that there is a Torah of Baal Avim. Yesterday we had Reb Nachum's Chakir. Is it Shlichus Yad in Gazlan? The Chiv of Gazlan, the Chiv of Shaimrim. So if you say Chiyuv Shaimrim, then I can understand why the assumption would be that there's a p'tur of Baal Avimai, and that's why we need an extra pasuk to tell me that, you know, if it would say by Shaimrim, by Shayol, right? Then I would think there's Baal Avimai. The p'tur of Baal Avimai. That's what I have to say by Shaimachina, by Shaimisachar, tell me that it's not in Baal Avimai. What? That's what Gemara says. We learned two things. One is that Shichan Shichasar, and one that there's no Baldimai. We say Daye. So maybe this Rebbeinu Chanan will be Shtikl Mokar to that Tzad, which yesterday we said was a very Shvar Tzad. At least maybe this will be Shtikl Mokar to that Tzad. Anyway, Vinishtvi. Actually, this is the Kuzin Gaitos right now. So Rashi is very, very problematic. Because if we're learning out the din of Shlichus Yad from the Etzem Chiv of Shoyal, Shlichar is a Palatzim. Hare is a very nice. We can learn out from Shoyal, the Shoyal of Shlech Yad, the Chayim and Ainsin. Wonderful. But what about everything else we know about Shlichus Yad? Hare, Shlichus Yad, B'miktas, is Shleich Yad B'Kulay, right? The Chiddush, the Parash Shlichus Yad that we haven't stopped hearing about, that Shleich Yad B'Miktas is Chai B'Kulay. So if the Makar of Shlichus Yad is from the Etzem Chiyuv of Shoyol, that Shoyol is Chai B'Oinsim because Kol HaNo Shaloi, and Shlichus Yad B'Meil, you're also going to be Chayiv? So we're not going to know first of all that Shlichus Yad B'Miktas is Chayav B'Kulay. We're not going to know that Zechir Hashava Gemura Midin Gazlan that we saw in the Sugya on the Mem Aleph and Aleph, right? That if the Shlichus Yad and your Gazlan, so you have a Chiv Hashav Gemura. Hashenkin has a Shayol does not have Chiv Hashav Gemura, right? Doesn't it Hashav Ma'al Yisro? So if Shlichus Yad learned out of Shayol, then Chiv Oinsin is like Shayol. We call not Shaloi. So you don't know more than Shayol. So in the Chiv Hashava is not going to be a Chiv Hashava Ma'al Yisro. If the parasha of Shlichus Yad, right? If the parasha of Shlichus Yad in the Torah, the Moishalach Yod and Lachas Re'ayu, the assumption is that you consider a Gazlan, you have Chiv Hashava Ma'al Yisro, you have Chiv Hashava Ma'al Yisro. And another nafkamina? Have you ever used to say something? I'm also confused. So.
Ashoel perishus. It's
not.
There's no element of taking something without
perishus. So
there's an element of taking something without
perishus. Say about it. So that will know automatically you're a Gazlan. You become a Gazlan. That will know Misvari become a Gazlan. Really? Is it, first of all, huh? But does the machmor chayv the shalosh shem das is gazan or not? Right?
How does the
shalosh shem
das
gazan?
How do we know you're gazan?
What?
How do we know shalosh shem das is a gazan? How do we know? Why should
we
be gazan? Shalosh shem das.
So. Misvar.
Right.
Okay, so why do we learn out? So why do we learn out shalosh yah b'shalosh shem das? Or so why did you show for?
I mean, I think the Rashi learned, you said, you quoted in Sanhedrin, we're learning from Parsha Shomrin to the din of Chilonson. We need the Parsha Shomrin. The idea that you're doing something without Rishus, so that might be that's the story, if you're Gazlan. But how do you know Gazlan is higher than a Chilonson? No, we know it from Tzichus Yad. That element of Shlichus Yad, we're learning from Shol, that you're Chayv and Omsen. But there's another element of you doing something without the head, without Rishus, you take something. And that's a separate.
Well, that's Pashli or Gazlan?
I'm wondering, I'm asking.
Okay, maybe I think about that. But there's a third nachmin also. Nachmin el Moshe Gabe, the sugi at the end of the paragraph. You could resolve if it goes up and down. Aichayev, right? Let's say it went up. Right? Let's say the object went up before the einus. Yeah, Yushleich yad, and the object went up. Or down. So what's the din by a shoyl? Shoyl borrows something. The object goes up or down, and then there's an einus. How much does the shoyl have to pay? What?
How much was it in the beginning?
The shoyl pays how much it was in the beginning?
Yeah. So the shoyl was free, huh?
What?
The
shoyl was free. Ooh, no one's barfing over there. Shumashki said he pays he pays Kishas Shah Shayla. Agana pays Kishas Shayla. A Shayl pays Kishas Oinus. He said it was Shmuel, Shumashki said now again? Shumashki said now again?
Yeah,
where? Here?
Yeah,
on our sugya? What is it?
I'm not sure.
That's Rav Shmuel. Quotes over there. I know Rav Shmuel told ours the Jewish creed. Talks about this Nakuda.
He goes
Shasa. He said, when he said, Dai to the Shalem, ain't Dai to the Shalem, by case of Seichr, he says, ain't Dai to the Shalem, Tumuras Achevitz, Demuzel Achevitz, Yama Pruta, Loi Shalem, Loi Klum. No. He's not talking about Shalem, he's talking about Shlech Yad. So if it's a Shlech Yad, if it's Shlichus Yad, and Shlech Yad is a Gazlin, so then that's what Binyamin's talking about, that Rishmol said. If you're Shlech Yad, right, then you're Shlech Yad. And then it went down. And then it was Nanas. What's it then? How much you got to pay? Again, if you're a Shoyol and it went down, how much you pay?
Kishas.
Oinis. Let's say you were Shlech Yad, and then it went down. And then there's an oinus. What do you got to pay?
Shas
when you shleich bayad. That's when you become a gazlan, right? So now again in Rashi, Rashi learns the Gemara. We're learning out of shalach. That's in the din of shalach. The chiyuv oinsin of shalach. Then the yishon b'chayev. How much it's worth?
Shas.
The oinus. But if there's a special parasha of Shlichus Yad which makes you a Gazlan, so then if Mishas Shlichus Yad / Gazela it was worth five, and then it went down to one, l'chayra, you'll have to pay five. And that's what Binyam was referring to. It's brought down in the footnote of the Ritva. Shem Shmuel. So, the first question that Feger asks, and the Sivis, Reish Sadi Beis Dalid, amongst everybody else that asks the question, Kasha Frektzachalein, Kashli, it's just the Mishun Mitzas is Chayav Al Kulay. He only asked the first question, he doesn't ask the other questions. Maybe. So maybe Mitzad is Svarah, maybe Mitzvarah, if you took a Shloi Bishus, you have a Din of a Gazlin, I wouldn't necessarily know. If every guy has a chayv nitzin, it's only from here. So why am I saying he's going to have? If I'm not true to your gazlin, so that's saying you shouldn't say she looks terrible enough from Shosh. Anyway, Rukh Fager asks this question, and he says. He asked another question. Gam Tamur Li, Lefi Emes, the Kaimon Shlosh Lamidaz Gazlin, Mechin Afkulin. This question that was just raised a few minutes ago. Shlosh Lamidaz is a Gazlin, yeah? Mechleg Shlosh Lamidaz Shoyle, Gazlin, Manom Gazlin. Where do you know it from? If you learn out from the din of Shoyle, the parish of Shoyle, yeah? Shay Daya, Shvip Tur Bailum. Like Gemara says, Bidel Fina Meshlichas Yad. Yeah? Manda Mashallah Shamad Gazlin. Says a prayer. You learn out from Misvara. If you learn it out for the parish of Shoyl, then we should say Dayoi, there should be a Ptur of Baal of Imai. And if you're learning it out from Shlichas Yad, then Shnit Chasar. Shlosh Lamadaz Gazel. Elamai, you see, Shlosh Lamadaz Gazel is Svar. Like everyone was saying before, Svar, you took something you shlake it in, right? So you got it. You know, you just took the Shnapshas, but you took that object for the Shnapshas. That's exactly Svar. If that's true, so he says, Lom Likrob Shlichas Yad. Neil Mishal Shlamidaz. Why in the parish of Shlichus Yad, for the same way that Shalosh Lamadaz is a Gazlin, yeah, Shlech Yad should also be a Gazlin. So the truth of the matter is, B'chor's kash is not so shver. This kash is not so shver. First of all, we say Shalosh Lamadaz. There, you're taking it away from the guy. Right? You're taking it away from the guy. That's a gazlan. Hashenkein, let's say, the Fidu is showing that by Shlichus Yad, it's not called taking away. It's not a Maisa Gzela. Taisen and the Ravid. Right? It's not a Maisa Gzela. So it's. Just because Shosham Das is a gazlan, Misvara doesn't make a Shlech Yad. A Gazlan Misvara. Because you're not taking it away from the guy. There's no mice taking it away. Because you're the Gyadai. Shosh Lamidas, I'm taking it away from the guy. Albeit only for the Dashmishim. But mice I'm taking it away from the guy. But by Shimer, by Shlichus Yad, you're not doing that.
The only thing you're taking away is the Shnapshus.
Say it, so what? I'm not taking it away from the guy.
You're bringing it back.
What's that to me?
The only thing you're taking is so what? Zealous means never giving it back.
Okay. you take away the shtamshes, you're taking away. Now, or my mizgul you won't know, right? So I don't know what Rukh is asking. No, you say monam shal. In other words, no, Yoni, he's saying that, hooray, if we're learning off Mishael, we're borrowing mitzvah, right? If we're learning off Mishael, we're not borrowing mitzvah. That's what he says after he asks this question on the Gemara. We see that for some reason you can learn off Mishael and still mitzvah. How we get there, I don't know, says Rukh Craig. But Maisa, the Gemara is not bothered by that. Then why can the same reason why Shael is chayiv? Why Shael Shabbat is chayiv? Why can't a Shleich Ad be chayiv? That's Craig's question. Now, Lagabe, that's a question. The Nesivis, they said he also discusses this question. Simon Reish Sadi Bey is Dalit. He makes a cheshbon in the Gemara. Well, he asked the kash for Alf Misham Gashas and Zayla. Dain kash, the Mayim Akshalom Likon Alf Mishayol, Hashlech Yadin Gazlan, Misham Gashas and Zayla. We discussed before, Vishayan Machai Rak Mishas Ainsa. Kamlin Chazara. Yes, yes. Chil ben shoyel shlo midas ben shoyel gazlin gemur besugi shah. The mouth now that we ask also the nafnil gabe chazar. Well, you have need a chazar ma'al yisa. Well, you don't need a chazar ma'al yisa. If shoyel shem if shlichas yad chayev as gazlin, you need a chazar ma'al yisa. Shlichas yad. If it's just midin shoyel midchan oshem law, you don't need a chazar ma'al yisa. So he makes cheshbon the Gemara. Maybe it's a bit of a pshatul, but he wants it like this. Gemara says dayoy. He wants to say that when the Gemara has a discussion, whether we'll say dayoy or not, right? Dainu, harei b'shayo the p'tur of bol v'imai, and by shlichas yad, we're saying there's no p'tur of bol v'imai. Zakt the Nesivis, that once we have a pasuk that tells me that there's no dayoy, so what is that pasuk telling me? What is that pasuk telling me that there's no p'tur of shlichas yad? There's no p'tur of bal v'imay by shlichas yad. Says the Nesivis, what that pasuk is telling me is that it's a chiv of shaymrin. It's a chiv of gzeila. Well, that pasuk, the reason why. Yeah, the reason why by shlichas yad, the Herbai say, the reason why by shlichas yad, there's no p'tur of bal v'imay, is why? Because the chiv shlichas yad is not a chiv of shaymrim. The chiv of shlichas yad is a chiv of gezeila. It's only by a shaymer, but the chiv is a chiv of gezeila. So there's no p'tur of bal v'imay. There's no p'tur of bal v'imay.
And you switch it.
What?
You're taking
me
from Saul.
And the extra pasta, the Yonsei Dayai is modifying it. Switch it. Modifying it. Okay. Say it. Switching. So, Mela, at the end of the day, you know, once we don't say Dayai, Mela, it becomes the Chiv of Zayla. And once the Chiv of Zayla, then the Mela, Nachmil Gabe Shava, Nachmil Gabe Yukha Vizula, we pay Gishas and Gzeil or not?
So he doesn't ask that.
One second. He didn't ask that question. He didn't ask that question. Second. Actually, he has another question, which I'm not sure how he answered. I'll look at it again. He has another question. If Gluni Avram Shoyel, why is Dafka? Why is Dafka a Shomer? It should be anyone. If you're learning out from it's called Nashaloi, right? That's why it's Chayiv. If Shlichas Yad, Rav is saying, should be learning out from Shoyel. The din of the chiyuv of shayel, chiyuv ha'itzer of shayel. So then he has another question: why is it dafka by a shaymer? Why is it dafka? Why is the parash of shlichus yad dafka by a shaymer? If the machayev of shlichus yad is kol shaloi, so why is it dafka by a shaymer? Separate question.
What else?
Nesivis. So the Rukeg asks one question, mix the kulay. The Sivas asks two other questions and then a third question. Two other questions that if you're learning out from Shoyel, then it's not considered a Gazlan. And a Mela, you're not going to have the Nafkamin of Ashava and the Nafkamin of Yukra Vizula. And so he answers his two questions by saying that once we say Dayoi, once we don't say Dayoi, there's no Ptur of Bol of Imai. Mamela, you're Gazlan, and therefore you have Chiv HaShava, and therefore the Gabe, if it goes down, Yechayiv, Kishas HaGzela. But then he asks the third question, or in our world, the fourth question. If learning out from Shayol, then why should we have called Nashaloi? Why do you need Dafka by a Shaymer?
What was the case?
It's Shalosh Lamadas. What? Every Shalach Yad of someone else is just Shalosh Lamadas?
Yeah.
Okay, think about that. Anyway, fine. Again, all this, obviously, according to Ben Chanano, you don't have these problems. All the problems that we had in Rashi, Fir Mechnano, that we're learning it out, Kilu from a din of Shlichus Yad by Shayol, then you don't have these problems, because then we're not learning out from the din of calling Nar Shaloy of Shayol, we're learning out from the din of Shlichus Yad by Shayol. Then obviously you don't have all these questions. Now, just one more Nakuda before we go back to the Gemara and the Tysusin. This is a kuda that we've actually discussed many, many times. But here's the place. If the Gemara says Dayoi, we need a pasuk to tell me you shouldn't say Dayoi. Right? You might think they're learning out from Shayol. Just like by Shayol, it's called Nashaloi. It's just like a Shayol. Shalom only chayiv and einsin when it's not bolavima lo yishalim. Pasuk says so too. Shlichus yad, it will be a ptur bolavima. So here, in the Nesivis, in Reish Sadi Aleph, Lamed Dalid, Nesivis proves from this that there's a difference between the Ptor of Baal of Imai and the Ptor of Karka. The Ptor of Baal of Imai and the Ptor of Karka. Because he brings down an alleged Beis Yosef. The reason why I say alleged, because everyone says they don't know, no one found this Beis Yosef, only to see this. So there's an alleged Beis Yosef that says that by Karka, Vadim and Shtaras, there's a Ptor of Shlichas Yad. If someone's a shamer on avodim, karkois and shtaris, tor of shlichus yad. By bowl of imai, there's no tor of shlichus yad. He woke up barren. You guys will say that. What's the difference? Rabbi Isai. Anil, what's the difference? Elamai must be, the Vavadim, Ashtar Sinakais, the Miyut says you're not a Shem Bracha. Mashayn Kain, by Tur Bolavim, my. There, Vad Yer Shaymer. It's a Ptur in Dashlumen. It's not a Ptur in the Etzim Shaymer. It's not a Ptur in the Etzim Shaymer by Baal of Imai. It's a Ptur in Dashlumen. A Vad Yer Shaymer. But you pop it from pain. Because if you want to say that the Ptur of Baal of Imai is a Ptur in the Etzim Shmira, then why should you be Chayav for Shlichus Yad? You're not a Shaymer. Haray, that we all know, the parish of Shlichus Yad is only by a Shaymer. If you're not a Shaymer, there's no Shlichus Yad. So if it's Mavur in our Gemara, that the Ptur of Baal of Imai does not pop you from Shlichus Yad, Al Karkach, that the Ptur of Baal of Imai is not saying you're not a Shaymer, it's saying you are a Shaymer, but it's the Ptur Tashlomit. Memela, it's Shayach Shlichus Yad. But if you say Ptur Baal of Imai is the Pshat, the not a Shaymer Bechlal, like by Karka, then there shouldn't be a Chiv Shlichus Yad by Baal of Imai. And our Gemara says there is a Chiv Shlichus Yad by Baal of Imai. As they zok the Nesivus.
It's going back to the Shitaska.
What?
Going back to the whole
Arkham. Going back 100 years ago, that's right.
The Rambam.
Yeah, what the Rambam?
The Rambam and the Raivin.
That what? About what?
If Baal of Imai is considered a Shaymer.
Well, where did we see that machlokes? Ram and Ravid?
When Pshio was a Mazik.
Oh, Pshio Mazik.
Very good. Year.
What?
Getting it like one of the first year.
Could be. So, this brings us back.
Shabbat.
Oh, very good. What?
Yeah.
Shach. So the Shach, the Gabe, what Zevi is saying, Machlok is from Rambam and the Ravid, whether or not she is Mitam Mazik. I mean, the Rambam tells us, someone's Pesheya, by Karka, even though you're Potter on Karka, but the Rambam, Pesheya is Chai Mitam Mazik. So Meila Pshiyon Karak is Chayiv. Fag the Ravid. So why is Pshiyon Babaylim Potor? If you tell me that Pshiyon Matamazik and then with Shaykhid by Karka, so why is there a Potor of Baal of Imai by Pshiyon? The Shem is Pshaya. Since that the first Gemara is a Potor of Baal of Imai. So Fag the Shach. According to the Rambam, the Pshim Tamazik, why is there Ptur Baal of Imai? Zok the Shach, famously, Simon Samach Vav, Kuf Chav Vav, a lot of Shach in that Simon, Kuf Chavav Zok Neshach that all of that that difference in karka, the fundamental difference between karka and balavima. By karka, you're not a shomer b'chlal. So therefore, there's no pshia. Pshia matan mazik is only by a shomer. This is the Rambam says that pshia matan mazik is only a shomer's chayav pshia matan mazik. But if you're not a shomer, there's no pshia matan mazik. On karka, you're not a shomer b'chlal. There's no pshia matan mazik. By shenki balavima is up the shach. By balavima is a ptur and tashlomen. So meila, that it's a torah tashlumin of shaymrim, but pshia is mitam mazik. It's not a chiv of shaymrim; it's a chiv of mazik. Meila by balavima, it's not gonna. No, I'm sorry. By balavima, you're not a shaymrim b'chlal. Balavim in our shayim b'chal, and there's no pshim tamazik either. The pshim tamazik also only by shaymer. Even the Rambam says pshim tamazik, right? It's am stam pshim on your object machayim tamazik. Right? It's a grama. Only shaymer has a chiyuv of pshim tamazik. So by balavim, he wants to say balavim in our shayim b'chal says the shah. The meila, there's no chiyuv of. Pshim tamazik. Avipanim, what does it come out from the shach? The exact opposite of the nesivis, right? The nesivis says by us that bol of imai, you are a shayni, and that's why there's no pter of shlichus yad. Mashen gimei karki said the shach is the opposite, but really we have to understand what the shach can do with our gemara. The Shach tells us that a bowl of ima, you're not a shayim b'chlal. Shach says a bowl of ima, you're not a shayim b'chlal, and that's why there's no chiyuv peshei b'tamazik, because you're not a shayim b'chlal. So why, if you're not a shayim b'chlal, then why is it shlichus yad? Shlichus yad is only by a shayim. Our Gemara says that by bowl of ima, there's no p'tur shlichus yad by bowl of ima. According to the Shach, that what? That by Balavima you're not a Shayim Bechal. If the Shach holds Balavima is not a Shayim Bechal, then what's on our Gemara? That is the Chiyuv of Shlichus Yad. That's a problem. Okay. Zot Taisus.
There's only one Shita that you have to be a Shomer.
There's only one Shita? There's no one that holds, not like that.
I thought you'd be a stam person.
There's no one holds, not like that. No one holds that the parasha of Shlichus Yad was said by a stam person. Yeah. Zok Taisus. Maybe just finish the Gemara first. Uman da'amar. Shlichus Yad, Tzrichasarin. So we explain the man of Mashiach says, "Enchuk Hasarin." We have two pesukim, Hashem Achinam and Hashem Besafar. One tell me Shlichus Yad, Enchuk Hasarin. One tell me that you don't say Dayay and Yichayev Shlichus Yad, even by Baal of Ima. So that's the man of Mashiach says, "Enchuk Hasarin." Aber noch der man of Mashiach says, "Enchuk Hasarin." Hani Taj Shlichus Yad Lamali, Kodesh Laitai Medayoi, Lavomen Elias Kanidoi, Vidach, Lichelisanya, Nigel Bayez, El Elohim, Vishvua, Adar Meshua Yain El Ladin, Nem Shlichus Yad Amata, Nem Shlichus Yad Amala, Malahal Lishvua, Avkan Lishvua. What's this all about? Says Rashi, Lishvua Hachkover. In Loyim Matza Kamasha Amar Shnignava by Shemachim, it says Elohu Ganva Hu Kvar Nikrav El Dayanim Lishmua V'Nishmul Shek V'Chach Moed Demasher Shiun Hadayanim Shalom Kefil. That's the parasha of Toyin Tainiz Ganov. Toyin Tainiz Ganov, and he swore he's Chayiv Kefil. So Adaima Kravel Shvur. So Nikma Bais Elohim. Yeah, Ayel Kravel Din, Shemishash Shetom Bez Nignivap, Ishlet Nishba, Ishalm Kavel Boedim. How do we know that you need a Shvur not to Bechayev Kavel? Maybe as soon as he denied it, and it turns out that he stole it, maybe Shem Chinim is Chayev Kavel. So the Gemara, no. Nem shlichas yad lamata, eitz Hashem asachar, shvuz Hashem pim in shneim, and loishalach, and nem shlichas yad lamala, nigma bayis olehin, and loishalach. So just like by Hashem asachar, zicha min shvuz, here's the beferish min nishba, by Hashem achim also, the nigma bayis olehin is talking about shvuz. May we see the parasha of Madnu, Shem Shalom Kef, all day time is gone, Elach HaShvuah, Gano Madnu, Shenifta Meganei Mabeda, B'Shvuah. That if he swears, he Nigma Bayis to swear. Right, Menachem again, so here we see the Pharisee of Hashem Bechim was Potter, Ganev. Right? You see, he could swear. He could swear. Oh. Zok, Taisus. Rabba. Loitem Shlichas Yad. Hashem Bechim Hashem Asachar. And we should learn out from Shoyal. Pirish Rashi. The Sava Filu Rabbi Elazar. What does Rabbi Elazar say? He said, Dovah the Achas, which means they can't learn out Shem Asacha from Shem Achina. Ve'en la'ach Shabrushai. Had the come of Edoch, Shleitam Adayai, the Vayat Tzrichi. And it's Yichasar, or Belazar. If we're going through Belazar, you can't learn out Shema Sachar for Shema Chinam. So, if we need two Pesukim, tell us, Shlichas Yad, it's Yichasar. You can't learn out one from the other, according to Belazar. No, lo yalev, Shema Sachar, for Shema Chinam. So, Meila, we need a Pasuk, even though it says, Shlichas Yad, for Shema Chinam, which tells me, still, we need a pasuk by Shem Asachar to tell me also that Shlichas Yad and Shechasarin by Shem Asachar. You can't learn that one from the other. Look, Taisus. Look, Taisus. The Ha. Basarachi Paruch, Laman Nam Shlichas Yad, Shlichas Aron, Tarti Lomali, L'day, Lo Yafin Echad Mechavrei, Afil Ochi, Lo Mekbinit Hervayi L'dayai. You have the same problem later, L'gabi Dayai. Vayani Mishun, Prash Leil. Teres is very simple. Teres is very told you to decide before. The Shlichas Yad, Chayim Tevayu, Gili Milsa Ba'alma, the mail of Din Shal Zeb is that Taisan and Tab. Taisan and Tab. The Kim Shluchas Yad, Chayab Tebayu. And we see by one of them. It's Ain Sar Chasarin. It's a mail we know, Gabi the other one. So too, Gabi Daya. Boy Dishloimer. The Rav Balafarish.
So we're saying both are learning out from each other?
Lagabe, whether Nichas Aron or not, Lagabe, the Etzim Din of Shlichas Yad, that you can learn out, that's Zechi of Shlichas Yad. But if you know it's Zechi of Shlichas Yad, now you just want to know Lagabe Chas Aron, whether there's a Tur of Baal Vimai, then you can learn out one from the other. Because it's just a Gila Milsa. What is the nature of Shlichas Yad? Right, it felt like the Nesivis, that when it says that there's no Tur of Baal Vimai, it's just being Megal Das. That's a chiyuv gneiv, not a chiyuv, not a chiyuv shaimrim. So meila, you know that by Shem Mechinim and Shem Asachar, the same thing, right? It's not telling me the din that there's no Torah Baal Vimai, right? It's been megal das. What is the nature of the chiyuv? No, you don't need that. I'm saying that's even better. V'oy yishloimar, yirav v'bal afarish, ha'adam or blazer. This is not an interesting pshat. Dovah da achasi. Why should shneim tzrichin l'gufayim? Kamina. Now we're saying a whole different pshat. Pashin the words of Rav. Or Blaz. What do Rav say? Dovah da achasi. Yeah? The Gemara said, that means you can learn out one from the other. That means, I'm sorry, that you need both of them. Why? The Gemara said, because Malashem Chimshim and Shalom Kefil. You can't learn out. Taisa says, Rava, no, Rava teaches those words differently. What Rava Rulaz mean, Do Nachas? Lashnim Tzichim Lugufayu, Kinaminon, Ella, Shashneim, Yutarim. The Gama Luhu, Mishael. So Gufa Rav is pshat. The Ilan Ashlichus Yad from where, Daniel? From Shoyal. Very good. That is what Blaz is saying. Dovid Achas, right? That what? They're both, you don't need them. They're the same. Meaning you don't need a pasuk of either one. Why? Can you learn that from Shoyal? Vesav Rav, Karen Adifa. Mishnah begam Mishnah Masecha Mishnah Machinam Lekul Alma Zemizeh and Memela Lagabe Daya Lagabe Hatsir Chasam. We learn now Miu Brais Da Kindness Savra. Still fine. Savra. So we still fine. Savra Loyalfina. Savra Loyalfina Zemizeh. Tani Loyamam Mishnah Machinam. Did the Brais says that you can't learn out one from the other. Al Kabanim, that's a new Mechulish of Kabashah, Taiz wants to touch up the way Rav learns up the Reblaza. Chod Leim Lechshir Ezekas, of Taiz's, one Pasuk tells us Ezekas Sar, and one Pasuk tells me Daya. You don't say Daya. I'm tired of our Taiz's. Why didn't your Pasuk tell me that Shlichas Ezekas Sar and If the whole makar, or shlichas yad, is from shayol, so then we don't need a special pasuk telling me you don't need chasar. Harib shayol is no chasar. The mishar mishicha chayy by himself. Afgalay mishtamish. The halach is shayol picks it up al das to use to borrow, right? Even though he didn't actually use it. You say, take the Mashiach B'Shem, and soon made a Kenyan Mashiach, that's a Machayev him, anything happened, you know, he never used it. The boom, lightning bolt strikes, it is Chayev. Before even turn on the engine. Yeah? It was going to show a card in Machaveh, right? Oh, so we see, even though you didn't touch it. Koshkin Shemim, Shemoshkin, Nishdamish, Shlomidaz Bailim. Shechayavet, even though you were mechaser yet, you took it to be mechaser. That should be enough. Shemoish chalishdamish. Shalom das bayah. That should be enough. We see from Shaul. So why are you pasuk telling me chasar? Shalom the Shaul dinu kiven the moish chaldas bayalim choshev ki ilu nishdamish ba chaldas kain shala. V'lav lo k'me v'kilsa. Av ha'shloi l'das, en ha'chosh ki l'kvar ha'shamash v'shul m'shich l'vada, v'kat l'yifin v'shul al m'shich l'shiyesh b'chassar. Teiz z'mechal b'n yishayel n'shleach yad, that even though by shayel v'ad yichay, even if you didn't use it, I would not necessarily even learning out shlichas yad from shayel, I wouldn't necessarily learn out that yichay, if you didn't use it, you weren't m'chassar it. Teiz doesn't say what the svar is. Although there's a half a remez in Taisus to the Svara, but if you look at the Rebbein Peretz and the Ritva, they do say a Svara, and which is really it's very important the Rebbein Peretz and the Ritva, because it really tells you, which we never really discussed this, what is the issue of what is the side of the Mandam that says Shlichus Yad ain't Shlichus Yad Tzar Chasar? Why do you need Chasar? So the Ritva says the Mandam at Tzar Chasarin is because we say that maybe he's going to change his mind. The fact they picked it up al das to be mechaser, we don't necessarily say maybe it's a luchuv at the end. He won't be mechaser it. Or he's doing something shleik it did. So Meila, that's Mandam that holds it. No, you only chayev shlichus yad when you actually be payol on mechaser it. The fact that you're planning on it, we say a Jew's a good Jew. He's going to change his mind. Mameila is up your dva and your parrots. And I said it's a half rem is in Taisvis. Taisvis says, because by Shoyal, by Lukum Kilsush, he didn't borrow just to put it in the garage, he borrowed it to use. So in other words, so by Shoyal, Abchad is, there's no reason, nothing stopping you. So you have no reason to think you're not going to use it. So Meila, you know, you didn't use it yet, Chayiv, because you're going to use it. By Shenkeng, by Shleich Yad, there, maybe you'll change your mind. Again, it's not the Farish Taisis Bechal, but other Rishonim make this same political Taisis, but they add this Hezbollah.